Hello! Oh my goodness, where is my intro there? Alright, here you go, let's start.
Blog Talk Radio.
O'clock again, Thursday evening, May 14th, 2009. Mark this down, 2009, May 14th. Oh, this is Fernando Poniente. You're at Fernando Poniente show. It's one of those days again. We did the show last night. It was kind of had a technical difficulty. I did not like that. Join me here to call in if you want to talk about some things, 347-884-8125, and we can talk about, lots of things. Supposedly, there's a guy by the name of Robert Bubber who should be calling here. He's going to be talking about Survivor. He's going to show us his skills on the Survivor TV show, his knowledge when it comes to that TV show. Your host does not know. I mean, you know, I'm aware that there's a Survivor show on TV, but, you know, I'm not really as fanatic as that dude that's supposed to be calling in, but, you know, we'll just carry this. We're just carrying along. Okay, we'll talk about a lot of things today. Well, we'll touch up. We'll give you a recap on the Survivors. The Survivor, show, and I'll give you some kind of recaps on that, and you pick, and let me know if you want to talk about that. 347-884-8125. Join me in the chat room if you can go to blogtalkradio.com, and meet me in the chat room, blogtalkradio.com/TheFernandoPoniente Show. That's the Fernando Poniente show. You know, just do that. And you'll see me there and chat with me, chat with the great, Fernando Poniente. See, I almost slipped there. Fernando Poniente. And we'll talk about a lot of stuff today. Let's give you a recap of what we're going to be talking about. A recap on the Survivor show. A lot of things going on in that show. And we're going to be talking about, look at this, scientists may have found how life began again. We're going to talk about that. We'll weigh in on your beliefs and, if you guys want to call in again with that, what do you think? I mean, do you think that they're not going to stop until they prove, or I don't think they will, the evolutions, the scientists saying, the Big Bang. Okay, and the second one is either the Ohio man, a barbecue owner, told the make mannequin less sexy because it offends him. Well, okay, right. So we'll talk about that. Also, there is a guy, a suspect, stops at Taco Bell during chase. So you say he want to get a Taco Bell or a burrito before he goes to jail. Also, next time you go outside, you might want to look up because there might be a 500-pound moose falling out of the sky. I want to get, you don't want that. And remember the, that's a decade-long fight against the, American Indians on the North Dakota board. Apparently they don't like the Fighting Sioux nickname or even the Indian head logo. And they moved that, the North Dakota boards actually, they decided not to use that, not to use the name Fighting Sioux. Also, the Indian head logo. We'll talk about that. See, we'll weigh in on that. And also, then we'll tell you about the villain problems with the big bang, big-a-ding-dang-bang. Let's take some numbers, some callers in here real quick, and we'll weigh in on this subject here. Okay, we have a caller, 1730. Come on in, 1730. You are the Fernando Poniente Show.
What's up? It's G-Unit.
Oh, my goodness. I thought you fell out of the sky, dude.
I've been so busy, dude, for the past month.
I hear you. I was just kidding. So how's the new job?
Oh, man, it's going great. You know, still flirting with the ladies, you know, the usual. little reminder that actually tomorrow night I am actually going to be at Marley's with Connie and Fish. So finally, G-Unit is coming home.
Exactly. Well, you know, those are listening around Dell's area. And, you know, if you want to, you know, go to Marley's and see G-Unit, I could go along with Connie and Fish and Z104. Stop by over there. Let's pick up another caller over here so we can all, you know, get started with our topic here. 3944, go right ahead. Who's this?
Hey, man, you're going to have to make this quick. The cops are right behind me, and I'm ordering a Big Mac meal right now.
So you want to get a Big Mac before you go to jail?
Yeah, can I get a large Coke with that? Because I'm kind of watching my weight, or Diet Coke.
Oh, look, triple cheese, man. Triple cheese.
Right?
Are you really in the drive-thru?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
We're going to Pizza Hut soon.
You are. That's okay. So, don't forget...
You know, a really depressing thing, though, when you go to Taco Bell to make a joke and ask for a pizza and they actually have a pizza, it's not that funny. It's kind of like a buzzkill. You go and order a pizza, and they're like, okay, we have a taco pizza. Would you like mild on that? And it just kills the entire joke. It's like a total buzzkill, especially when your driver, who's the sober driver, and you're drunk as hell.
Right. They do have pizza, man. Don't be joking around on that. Okay, let's start, shall we? You guys are both fan of Survivors?
No.
Sort of.
Sort of? What about you, Nathan?
Not at all. That show died after the first season.
All right, we'll skip that for now a little bit, and we'll do that later on today. Okay, let's do what the scientists. Now, the scientists have said that Claymageddon had found in how life began. So the British scientists actually said on Wednesday that they had figured out the key steps in the process by which life on Earth may have emerged from seeding soup of simple chemicals. That's what they said, according to the the guys, people from France. Genetic information in living organisms today is held in, they called, deuterobenzoic acid, or DNA, the famous double helix, quote-unquote, molecule of sugar, phosphate and a base, yada, yada, yada. But DNA is too sophisticated to have popped up in instance, that's what they said, and one avenue thought it says it's single-stranded cousins of ribonucleic acid of RNA. So they explain that thing all the way down, and it says, now paper published in the British Journal of Nature by University of Manchester chemist, led by the guy, idiot guy, the RNA-like synthesis took place through a series of chemical reactions and important chemical substance. So, in other words, they still don't know. G-Unit, let me go with you real quick. Are they going to find someday, or are they going to stop? I mean, what's going on with the scientists nowadays?
I think what the scientists need to do is wonder why the hell is it that British people can't brush their teeth. That stuff out, okay? I'm trying to figure it out.
Analyze that. Why do you have rotten teeth?
One of the mysteries in the world. Why do British people not brush their teeth?
Yeah, man, that's a tough one right there. It might take him billions of years to analyze that. But it's
Well, make sure they don't set off the smoke detectors if they keep on thinking about it.
Good point there, G-Unit. No, Nate Dogg, I know that you're a big fan of the scientists and science era and all that. You know, what's up with this, trying to... I know that about a year ago, I think they are trying to recreate the Big Bang. You know, this one scientist had like a big hole or,
They still haven't canceled that show, have they?
No, not yet. They said, they spent millions and millions of dollars, and then all of a sudden they said, we can't do it because it's too, it's too dangerous. It might bend something like in a wormhole or something like that. But anyway, some BS. Yeah. That, tell me about it. And they said they'll spend millions of dollars in it. Anyway,
So are they just, like, picking different inanimate objects and saying this is what we came up from? Because last month it was, we were a sponge. Like, last time I knew before that, we came from monkeys. I mean, next thing you know, we're going to come from a blade of grass. It's just, we're going to stop giving them money for it and just say, you guys are unemployed. You are about as useful as George Bush's advisors, okay?
Ooh, wow. That was, yeah, that's basically it, man. You know, why spend some money if they don't, I mean, more money, putting more money into that. And they're just coming out with nonsense, you know?
Why don't we just like put money into cancer research or something?
There you go. There you go. You know, put more money into cancer research and come up with some, you know, something that really we can use for everyday thing. You know what I mean? That's good. That's good point there. Good point.
You know why you don't call an ex-girlfriend? Because it's in the past. Let's get rid of the past of our past and let's work on our future here. All right?
Really? You don't call your ex? Oh, yeah. Oh.
Well, unless you're looking for a little.
Little old fling? Is that?
That's right. Yeah. You don't call your ex-girlfriend your ex-girlfriend. You call her the B-word.
That's right. You call her the B-word. And then
forget
you
about her and move on.
Yeah, and move on. That's weird. You guys are weird. Anyway, let's jump into the second one over here. We'll take answer with this guy, a guy from Ohio. Ooh, man, he is like, you know, he's making a point. He says, you know, what he wants is for the mannequin maker to make mannequins less sexy. So the life-size figure stands as a busty beacon outside a restaurant in suburban Reading owned by Kenny Tussle. So there was a mannequin over there with big chest, you know, big-chested mannequin. And he told the zoning official at the hearing Wednesday that the advertising gimmick has boosted business 40%. But yet, you know, let's make this mannequin less sexy. Like what? Like maybe a figure of...
Give it a unibrow or something? I don't know.
Like maybe more out of Danny, like Rosie O'Donnell's mole or something like that. I don't know. G Unit, let me go through. I mean, you know, you like things, seeing things like a mannequin like that. Would you really like to see a, you know, a hideous figured woman?
I believe that if you actually see me something doing that, I'll probably be on the Jerry Springer Show.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, that's creepy. Hmm. What about you, Nate Dogg? I mean, that I know that you've had a thing in the past where you've jumped a sexy mannequin before.
Sometimes it's not always about looks. You know, for me, sometimes it's about you know, firmness. You know, when I grab that mannequin's butt, I want that thing to be firm. You know, I want it all to be there. I don't want to feel any saggage. I just want to be able to feel it firm.
Right.
And no stretch marks. No stretch marks.
Oh, no stretch marks, please. Yeah,
those
no
are two mannequin there. Regulations. You know, I don't care if it's a B cup or a D cup. Just, you know, just make it deferable to man or a woman.
Yeah, well, look, the mannequin looks like, you know, I mean, it's 5'10", looks like it's smuggling raisins, you know. And long hair, you know, blonde and everything like that. And this guy is like, he wants to, he's fighting for the, you know, for the zone, from the, you know, he's into the zoning battle. You know, he doesn't want that mannequin to be in there. He doesn't want, you know, he wants, I don't know what the guys want. I think he wants to take the mannequin home. Let me take him. So what do you think? What do you think they should do? They should, you know, G Unit. Do you think they should the people here? Do you think they should just you know, give in to this guy, or what do you think should happen here?
I think he should go to Mendota. Crazy.
take that mannequin with him.
What is he going to sit there and say whenever he's walking down the street with her, sitting there going, oh, this used to be my sister. I swear to God, it's my sister.
I'd say you should just give him one mannequin, let him take it home, and let him go to town on it and call it a day.
See, the thing is, it's just a mannequin, dude. It's not like some kind of a sex tool or anything.
I know, but he's really not all there, it seems like. So just let him do what he wants. Just get rid of him somehow.
Let's get rid of it. Let's take another call at 3797. What do you think about this mannequin thing? What do you think that they should give in to him? Ah,
I'm kind of confused about it. First you said something about zoning, and then you said something about boost of man's self for 40%. So are those two different people or what?
I don't know. No, this guy, that's not two different people. It's actually, you know, he wants a mannequin, like, you know, move, you know, somewhere. So what do you,
okay.
I mean, he said that, he told, to make mannequin, he said, you know, they want a mannequin less sexy or, you know, not too, you know,
so that's
provocative.
Passerby-er?
Provocative.
Like,
what?
A person who's just walking past it or something?
It doesn't matter. He just wants that mannequin removed or because it's too provocative. It's too sexy. So
he
wants.
He's just depressed.
You know,
he's depressed because it's hotter than his wife.
Yeah. So the question is, what do you think? Do you think that the city, the establishment should give in to this guy? Yes or no?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, do you want your kids to be like walking past and be like looking at it, and you know? So I guess if it's in public view, you know, just
mm-hmm.
like at Walmart, they have those like Cosmopolitan and everything like that in a different
right.
aisle because. You know, parents don't want their kids looking at that kind of stuff.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. If you've seen the things, you've been to Kohl's, you've been to, like, places that has mannequins on them. Do you think that's too sexy, too provocative to you? Even, like, in a headless, you know, mannequin that, you know, doesn't have anything, no. You've been to the Dells. You've been to the thing. You know, they had sometimes the headless, you know, mannequins in there with no head, with no arms, and has, you know, bikinis on them. You think that's too provocative? Do you want them removed because it just bothers you?
No. I mean,
okay,
doesn't bother me at all.
Right. So I think this guy is just, you know, he wants, I mean, first of all, he wants publicity. You know, he wants something that, you know, people will talk about him. So everything is going to be.
And way to go. He wins because of you.
Oh, God. You got me again. So let's, okay, caller 2336, if you want to participate, you want to press 1 so I can pick you up. Otherwise, I won't be able to pick you up. 2336. So don't just hang in there. Press 1. Do it now. Okay.
I'll talk to you later.
All right, man. We'll talk to you later. Stop by again, will you? All right,
yeah,
we'll pick you up again.
Hut, so the cops are behind me. I got to go.
Okay. That's right. All right, 2336, come on in. What do you got?
That was funny. I like that. The cops are behind me. I got to go. what's the discussion? So about mannequins?
Well, we're just talking about the mannequins and all that. You know you have like 2-6 of them in your closet. So
how do you know? How do you know?
Because he stuck me there one time. I want to, what's your opinion on that? This guy's, he wants a mannequin like less sexy. Do you think all the mannequins being made right now is provocative or, you know, kind of turn you on? I know it does, but lie.
Are you kidding me? Does there anybody think that a mannequin is attractive? Come on. No, I don't think anybody thinks that way.
Really? That's,
yeah.
Okay.
I mean, do people actually think that a mannequin is actually attractive to some people?
Some people, yes. Yes.
No.
You ever seen a movie? What movie is that, G-Unit? I don't know.
God. Mannequin?
Yeah. Huh? There's a movie
called Mannequin, and the mannequin comes alive.
Yeah, there you go. See that, Robert Weber?
And also Weird Science, though, too. Weird Science, they actually made a lady also.
Wow.
Yeah, Replicate. Remember that movie, Replicate, with that Dorito girls in there?
No.
No.
But Weird Science, yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
like
you have.
80s. No.
I have a comment.
All right.
Well, I thought you guys were talking about that as provocative. If you're talking about something as, like, in Kohl's, then that, I mean, like, those aren't, I mean, those should be fine. If it's on the sidewalk in front of a store, I mean, the city shouldn't have to impose as long as, I mean, what is no different than having, like, sidewalk sale, except for you can't take the clothes off the mannequin. You only take the clothes off the rack, so, you know.
Yeah.
Like, sidewalk sale, so, I mean,
yeah.
That's what I...
What they need is, you know, they need to start selling the mannequins like, the, you know, that's less provocative, you know, that's, I don't know. What do you think, G-Unit? Do you think the dolls should implement that, you know, not too sexy mannequins be on the road, on the street there, Wisconsin dolls? I don't think they would care, but what do you think?
No, haven't you seen our visitors?
he has
a point there.
You got a good point there, Jim.
You know, that just what the lady said. I just thought of something. Was maybe I'm going off the subject a little bit, but around Christmas time, Beerbu has a they put out a little like with Jesus, a little, I can't think what they're called, but out on the square, and there's these group of people. That I think it was last year they tried to take it to the court. They took it to like the Supreme Court, or whatever. I don't know if they went that far, but they were trying to sue the city and try and get them to take it down. And the city was saying, well, you know, it's nothing about Jesus. It's just about Christmas time. And some people were saying, no, it's about the Catholic whatever. And they're trying to say, you know, if we're not Catholic, we should take it down. You know, you guys should take it down. Do you think that people that they should take it down, or should they be able to keep it up?
They should be able to keep it up, man. That's the power of freedom here in the United States. You know, what do you think on that 3797? I know you had dealt with that before.
I think that it should be fine having the statue there. I mean, if you don't like it, don't drive that way. Don't stare at it. You know, that's what I think.
Well, the question. Let's say I'm a Muslim. Okay, and I want like maybe the Muhammad statue in there alongside with Jesus. Would I get denied?
Well, possibly, but this is what I feel. Okay, I mean this thought just came to me. There's a story in the Bible, because you're asking about the Bible, and it talks about like this false idol, like this false god that people used to worship, and every time somebody would come in there. And then it would be on the ground, and then they kept standing it up, and then it fell all to pieces. So I think if they had a Jesus statue there, and they had a Muhammad and a Buddha there, maybe the other two won't stand. Maybe Jesus will be the only one left, you know?
Oh, I see that. What about you, G-Unit? What do you think? What do you think of this subject? What do you think they should put up, zoos along with Jesus, Muhammad, you know, Spock? I can't believe in that. I mean, do you think they all have the rights to put up all their monuments there or their statues?
No, not at all, man. I mean, come on. Buddhism.
Yeah, there you go, Buddha. I know that they came up with it, like one of the hotel, I believe, in California, or one of the resort there. I think the Jewish guy, he had a problem with the Christmas tree, and he wanted to put some Hanukkah, you know, like the lights, the... What do you call that lights in there? The six, whatever. I don't know. I'm not Jewish, but so
Hanukkah lights.
Or like the Hanukkah lights,
yeah. Brother man, I gotta tell you really quickly. I gotta get going because I'm getting kicked out of the studio.
All right, man. That's G Unit actually. See him over there at the Marley's with Connie and Fish tomorrow. Marley's. What time does that start?
It's at 9 o'clock, but you know, you can arrive there early if you want. I hate. Once again, like I said, I hate bailing out on you, but you got to keep on listening to Frodo's show, man. He's the man.
Thanks, G-Unit, and we'll see you again, man.
Yep, peace out, man.
Peace out. Actually, that was G-Unit from Z104. You can find him on Z104FM.com and just keyword G-Unit, and you'll be able to see him. And he's also, he's prime time on, I think it's after the... What do you call it? Saturday evening, I think, starts at midnight all the way down to 4 o'clock on Z104. Anyway, go back to the what we were talking about. So, yeah.
I think the country we live in, that, you know, people died for actually give us, you know, the rights to do what we, you know, have. So I think, you know, it's freedom of choice that people should be able to put up whatever they want to, I think, on a square. And I think the people that just, you know, that want to complain and, you know,
start, you know, cause trouble is just they have nothing better to do than, you know, you know, stir things up. So
exactly.
I just think people like that just, you know, it just bothers me that they're so close-minded that, you know, they went their way, you know.
That's
what I think.
Good point there. Now, that is, I want to go right here and give you a recap on the survivors, okay? I know that you're, you know, you self-proclaimed survivor guru, but here he goes. You know that, listen up, as a tribe returns to camp, they praise, you know, Stephen for his amazing efforts and immunity challenge, you know, the immunity challenge. With tribal council looming, Stephen and JT meet with Ty and reveal Debbie's promise to give up immunity if she makes it to the final three with Stephen and JT. Yeah, I see that happening. Ty laughs, you know, he laughs and at the ludicrous statement, and all eyes are on Debbie, on Debbie now. So when Coates approaches Stephen and JT in the water, their thoughts begin to change. Coates continues to hound the two about sticking to the plan of voting out Ty and assures them that they will be in the final three. Whether or not Debbie is scheming, whether or not Coates is delusional, right now it doesn't matter. As long as we have a strong alliance, we can pick them off one by one. That's what Stephen says. And the tribal council, Coates attempts to justify his reasons for being worthy to stay at the end. As a quote-unquote warrior, Coates believes in taking the best people to the end to the battle it out for the $1 million prize. Wow. Ty sarcastically takes his side and reiterates his quote-unquote warrior status to the tribe. Debbie comments that Coates' Achilles heel, might be his honesty cannot withstand the manner of the game. In the end, though, Stephen and JT's original plans was carried out and Debbie was voted out with 4 out of 6 votes cast against her. Debbie Beebe, the 46-year-old school principal from Auburn, Alabama, became the 10th person voted fourth of the member of Jura Survivors, the Cantins, the Brazilian. We'd go with you, Robert Beber, the Survivor fanatic. So what do you think? What do you think will happen there?
That was last week.
I know that.
What happened last week was Debbie and Coach said that he has 100, he believes in her 100%. You know, and he bet put his life on, you know, that he could trust her. But what happened was that she actually wrote down Coach's name down at the last council, which he wasn't aware until after the vote. And they actually, JT and Stephen came to him and told him that, hey, she wrote down your name. And they didn't want to tell him that because they thought that it would screw up how they were voting, so they didn't tell.
But is that what happened this week? Is that what happened this week then? Is
that was last week. This week, Coach got voted out.
Okay. Who got voted
off? Coach got voted off today. He got sent to Exile Island, and I think he started going a little crazy because he said that he was there for 3 days and he didn't eat and he wasn't going to drink, he wasn't going to sleep. So supposedly he stayed up and, you know, and starved himself for the 3 days that he was there because he had to prove something to himself. I think he started losing it, and I think that's why they had to get rid of him.
So it's not over yet, is it?
No, Sunday's the finale.
So who do you think is going to make it?
I think JT and Steven. They have a strong, they've been together since the beginning, and I think those two are going to end up taking it all the way to the end. But you got to be careful because Taj is in there too, and she was supposed to be, she's part of the main three. What's going to happen is on Sunday, Erin's going to get voted out. She's from Wisconsin, I believe she's from, yeah, I think she's from Wisconsin. I'm not exactly sure. But she'll be voted out next, and then possibly Taj, and then JT and Steven will take it to the end. I think JT will win, I think.
You think, huh? Let's take a caller over here calling from a computer. You go right ahead.
Hello. I don't know.
Oh my God, you made my dog cry.
Oh,
Alright, see you later.
That?
I don't know. I scared my dog. Stop ranting. Man, they didn't even see it. Wow, that wasted my 30 seconds. So anyway, back to the survivors. So you think JT and...
JT and Steven will take it. Yep,
we'll take
it,
huh?
Yeah, and I think JT will actually take the $1 prize.
What will make you so sure?
Because they have a strong, they've had a strong alliance for since the beginning, and I think that how they talk to each other, that they become friends, and I think that they'll end up taking it to the end, those two together. And then I think JT will win because JT is a very likable guy. But the only thing that could hurt JT possibly was he you know, involved with, you know, cutting, you know, cutthroat? Did he, you know, he lied to people, mm-hmm. but it's part of the game, though, so... And Coach said, that's what I'm saying.
And they,
Coach wanted it actually. He said, "I want to have an honest game, and I want the Warriors to go to the end." But he was a whack job. So, but he was a great character though in the show. But yeah,
and that was episode what 12, 13 was tonight was episode 13.
Was it? Might have been.
I don't know. Then you're the guru.
But I don't count the episodes. But I believe it was episode 13. I'm not sure, but yeah, it's right around there. It's 12, 13. I think it is 13 though. But
13, yeah. Well, that's. It looks like it's. You know, what is that? A CBS? And when is on air? Well, what time? Like here in Wisconsin.
Thursday, 7 o'clock. The finale will be this Sunday. At 7 o'clock, and it'll be a two-hour show, and then from 9 to 10, it'll be the reunion of Survivor.
So there's only, like, what, the final four, right?
Yep, there's four of them right now. So if Jeff Probst is out there, I want to be on the show. If I win $1 million, if I get on the show, I'll donate all the money to charity. How's that?
You would not make it.
I would love to go on pilot. I would take it as a vacation. I'll start. I take it as a vacation. That's what I would do.
Just because you want to rock climb doesn't make you a survivor.
That has nothing to do with it. It's just that.
Yeah, you have to be mentally tough, man. You have to be mentally tough. And
come on, you see people on there. Come on, it'd be cakewalk easily.
Cakewalk to you. Let's hypothetically go in there. Let's pick maybe like Australia, you know, the Outback. I mean, where do you start? I mean, how do you persuade people? Let's just take the scenario. Let's just take scenarios like, you know, you go talk to the tribes and all that stuff. I mean, how do you go from A to, you know, from A to B?
Well, you got to talk to everybody and feel everybody out and see, you know, of course, you know, first impressions are, you know, very important. So, you know, you gotta see if you're a quiet person that doesn't really talk that much. You're not gonna last that long. You gotta be a person that knows how to talk to people, and you know you gotta be a likable person. And if people pick up on that, they're gonna wanna surround themselves with good, possibly honest, hardworking people. So just like the real world.
You can adapt. You can actually do that. So. Was that?
And also, you gotta be a good liar too, though. So,
a good liar.
You gotta cut the people that you're talking to. Oh yeah, you know your buddies, but actually, when you go down to a vote, you're gonna actually write down your buddy's name. You know, it's all part of the game, though.
Wow. So that should be it. Huh? So that's so what do they win? I mean, what they usually win is like besides money. I mean, they win
that's,
some kind of.
Well, of course, was it $1 million? And then they go around and. I talk to people, I guess, on talk shows. That's about it, I believe. Some people actually do good. They usually, with some of the money, some of them actually get a foundation going, you know, for, like, one of them, I think he won Africa, Ethan. He started a thing for kids, for soccer, because he was a big soccer player, and he was actually having a a thing with kids, I think from Africa, but I'm not sure, but he was helping, you know, kids, you know, with soccer, and that's what he did with some of the money that he actually had.
All right, so this lady, I don't know, Aaron, yeah, she's the Wisconsin hairstylist.
Yeah.
Right, the Final Four.
Yeah, but she's not going to make it. She ain't going to make it.
She's the only, there's two chick in there, or?
Yeah, there's two guys, two girls.
Two guys, two girls left in there.
Yeah, Erin won't make it because everybody don't like her. Taj is a very likable person. You know, she's like the mother. She has children at home, and you know, you know, she's the mother type. You know, but her husband's a very famous football player too. So,
right. So
if they know that, they might not give her the money because you know they might think you know she already has money.
Mm-hmm.
And Steven actually has money too because he's some business consultant, whatever.
Yeah,
JT is a, I think he's a rancher or something like that? I think, but anyways, hopefully JT will tell you, but we'll see what happens, though. Anything can happen.
Was that Joe that had a leg infection?
Oh, I can't think of his name. He was way back. He was the first person on the, I think he wasn't. He just got voted off right before they actually had the jury going. Yeah, he got some infection on his leg, and they said that he had to, you know, get out of the game, or else he could possibly lose his leg, or else possibly lose his life. But yeah, so
yeah,
what a
that's
salad!
Bad.
He should have sucked it out. Come on,
what is the leg? What is the leg? Come on!
If I was on that show, I'd say I'm staying in the game. But what happened with Coach went on the one of the challenges? He said that his back, there was some disc that actually turned in his back, and his back was really painful. And Jeff Probst, the host, said, we should get a doctor and, you know, see if it's okay. And Coach is like, no, I don't want to, because if he looks at my back, he's going to take me out of the game. So, no, he's not going to look at my back. And
yeah.
But anyway.
Well, he's the one, Coach is, you know, couldn't hold on against him with doing that, what do you call it, two walls, between that two walls. And
yeah,
that's I saw the previews on that. And
that was
Coach?
That was Coach and JT were the last two ones that were there.
Yeah, JT, but eventually fell to the ground. But what was the strategy?
Mine. It was all mine. Coach is like a coach meditates a lot, so I think that actually he could have done a really good job.
Doing that, was he just playing that, or was it? Just to get some sympathy from people, or what?
Wait, what was the question?
I mean, do you think you know he was out on act, like to prey on everybody's sympathy?
Yes, I think so. Yeah, I think so. I think that also he's a drama queen. They actually said it. You know, he was. It's like you know, he tells so many stories. It's like. Whatever he says, you know, what's true, what's not true. So, you know, whatever he says, you got to take it with a grain of salt, though. So
it would be just the Final Four would be JT,
Steven,
Ty, and Aaron. Taj,
yeah.
And Aaron. So you think JT and Aaron would like, is that, you think the two guys will go for it? Huh? What's wrong with the girl? You think they're not going to take it because they're a girl?
No, they don't.
you're trying
to get me in trouble. No, because I expected you to say that. No, I don't think. I think Aaron, they don't like. I was shocked that it was going to be Coach or Aaron today. It was Coach. So it'll be Aaron next. And then I think JT and Steven, they started with day one together. And I think they're going to stick together for sure. And they're going to take out Aaron. And then I believe Taj.
So
but sometimes they have three finalists. Sometimes they do. Usually it was always two finalists, but sometimes they throw in, you know, then there's all of a sudden three finalists. But Jeff said there was going to be three tribe councils. So that makes sense. They get rid of Aaron, Taj, and then the final one will make it three. So it'll only be two people left at the end.
Oh, okay. Well, JT, you know, it's like they said that JT won the reward challenge, and he took, you know, Steven with him. I mean, besides all the Steven with, you know, he's what he already know. Why do you think JT, you know, picked him? Because
I was thinking, because he didn't know who, he had to send someone to Exile Island, and he picked Coach to go to Exile Island. And then I was thinking, okay, how is he going to, you know, if he goes for Steven, they might know that that they're a thing, you know. But what he said, what JT said was that Steven picked JT earlier, so JT was returning the favor, so he picked Steven.
Yeah, and they're like, and they said something about, you know, they looked, they were like the first time they looked in the mirror in a month, and they were both shocked.
Oh, yeah.
It's on the luxury to be exactly what they needed, like showers.
yeah, Steven, that's the first time he's seen him. He was,
and
they were
like phoning.
He was surprised he had a beard on, you know? It's been 30 days. What do you expect, you know?
He said, I can't get enough of this soap.
That was JT.
I can't get enough of soap.
But it's 30 days without a shower, though, you know? I mean, you think, you know, we take it for granted, you know? You wake up,
yeah.
You take a, you know, boom, you're in the shower or whatever. You know, people go out, what, months without taking, you know?
Yeah, that was
34
days, actually. They said 34 days.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I can't even get my mind around that, not taking a shower for a month or not looking in the mirror or something. I'll probably go nuts. So that's like, you have to be mentally tough to be in
there. Not just take a shower. I think the shower thing is not going to be no big deal. Brushing your teeth, I think my worst would be brushing my teeth. I go without a shower, but brushing my teeth, I need to brush my teeth, you know.
Soap. I'm talking about, I mean, you can dip in it, you know, you can, you know, if there's a lake, you can, you know, take shower there and everything. You can brush teeth. You can use sand. You can use you know, tree barks or something like that for brushing your teeth, you know, to clean your teeth. But
yeah.
Soap. What I'm saying, like, you know, the smell of soap, the cleanliness of soap, you know.
I don't need it. I would need a toothbrush and toothpaste.
Yeah, but I can. You know, I'm gonna. You know, I mean, what about food? I mean, sometimes they have to, like, you know, beg. You know, I'm seeing those episodes. Sometimes they would. You know, sometimes they steal one another from one another.
Yeah, They're like bones. You know, it's like the Holocaust. It's like, oh my God. You know, and actually, it is true. I remember there was this one girl. She was bones, and they'd like, oh my God. You know, should they take her out because she was so skinny? And they were worried because she lost so much weight, and she looked like a Holocaust, you know, from, like, you know, those survivors. It's like, oh my God, you know, they lost so much weight.
Maybe she didn't eat, or maybe there was just maybe they had like parasite in her or something.
Well, that's when they eat rice, and you know, they eat like what, maybe a handful of rice a day, if that. Sometimes though.
Yeah, that would make you skinny.
I think that's part of it. Even, you know, the starving is all of it. You know, of course, getting dirty, doing the challenges, you know, I love to do something like that.
Yeah.
So Fernando, pull some strings, and let's get Jeff Probst on the line, can we?
Who's this?
Jeff Probst. He's the host of the show.
Host of the show of, the Survivor?
Survivor. Yeah, he hosts the Survivor.
We'll definitely drop him the line, see if he can stop by here. slap him around. So I know that this is funny because reading the about the coach, you know, and just like you, you know, he's like self-proclaimed dragon slayer.
Yeah, myself. Yeah, isn't that crazy? He said that actually his tribes were the one that gave him that name. So
what? Maybe a Komodo dragon.
Well, it was because he said that the first guy that's on the jury, Brandon, I think his name was, and he said that he was a dragon and coached him that he's a dragon slayer and he's gonna take out the dragon. And
he's actually, you know, I like this guy, this, you know, coach, because he can talk to people. He can get people together, you know, and, you know, it's like he formed the Warrior Alliance, right? And he said that I've surrounded myself with strong players, and to this day, he hasn't backfired on me, but he finally did.
It started to crumble last week, like when he said he could believe in Debbie. He said that, you know, she has his back, and he knows it. But he didn't know it because she was trying to, you know, save her own butt because she knew she was on a chopping block. So she actually had to get an alliance going. What screwed everything up was Coach's big mouth. Coach should have just shut up. They should have just stayed with their tribe. What usually on Survivor is when they combine the two tribes into one tribe, usually the tribes stay together. And Coach's tribe, they had more people. All they had to do was pick the other tribe off one by one. Coach didn't want to do that. Coach liked JT. So Coach wanted to align himself up with JT and, you know, some other people. And Coach was in charge of it all. But what happened was that they, you know, Coach, they started taking off their own people. And then the other team was able to actually pick off everybody else from the other tribe. And now, look, they're pretty much, they're all, the other tribe is the only one left now. The one that actually was supposed to lose, they're going to end up winning now. Because
all right,
Coach
let's take a call in here. Let's take a call in here, 7639. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hey, we were talking about survivors. Do you know anything about survivors? Do you know anything about surviving out of the Amazon?
Actually,
No, I don't. No? But I mean, I would like to learn how to camp. So maybe my husband will teach
camp.
Me and the kids. You know,
more
well,
than,
I know, but
more than camping.
Yeah, I know, but it all starts with camping, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, that's true.
You know, you gotta be like. What would they do in the jungle? How would I survive,
yeah.
You know?
Well, if, you like know, yeah. If you want some tips and stuff like Robert Beber, actually. he's going to replace. You know that show Survivor Man in Discovery Channel?
Yeah.
He's Robert Beber is going to replace that man.
Really?
Yeah, right.
Yep. Survivor
yes,
Man.
I am.
So say hi
so
to Robert Beber.
Teach us how to eat. Yeah, one of those things about Survivor Man is like, how do they know that like slugs have so much protein? Do they research that or
oh yeah, they
I'm really curious.
Of course
yeah.
They research that, no? They you know, they surrounded themselves with scientists, nutritionists, you know, atheists.
Okay.
There's things that people that scientists research that are just makes no sense, you know, they're just stupid things that you know, they have nothing better to do so they, you know.
Yeah, what's poisonous? You know, stuff like that.
Okay. That's interesting, though. I like watching that show and learning about, oh, you know, if you're deserted or, you know, left, you know, somehow stranded in the
yeah.
thing,
Robert
you know,
Beber
you can
actually,
eat certain things.
Yeah, Robert Beber will start his episode, his first episode, he'll be stuck in Lake Winona.
Yeah, that's
and then
right.
The second episode will be, you know, he's going to be stuck in a deserted, you know, like wilderness, Lake Delton area there.
See, that's not bad. If it's not cold, I'm okay with it.
He's
cold
gonna show
weather,
surviving Lake Delton.
Cold weather, I would of course die for sure.
Yeah.
There's also was it Man vs. Wild? Survivor Man, he's all by himself and he has the cameras with him. Then there's Man vs. the Wild.
Versus Wild, he has a crew.
His name is Bear, and he actually has a crew with him. And actually, I didn't know you could actually drink your own urine to actually survive. He actually ended up drinking his own urine to survive for like days on end. So it's like,
well, if he has a crew, I mean, he kind of gives you. I mean, do you think that maybe they have like maybe a jug of water in the surf?
No, not for him. Not when he's drinking his own urine though, because he actually had a snake. He had the snake skin. And he ended up urinating in there.
Yeah, he dried that. He dried a snake skin and he peed in it.
Yep, and he actually ended up drinking his own urine. So
if I see you one of these days, so if I see you, like, let's say in a couple of days, and I see you carrying a snake skin with full of
yeah.
fluid, I mean, I would you, not even ask. I mean, I won't even ask.
Yeah, you know exactly what's
yeah.
in it.
Yeah. You know,
I'm going to do it tomorrow, possibly.
Right. I wouldn't even ask you if you're thirsty or, you know, where'd you get that? Well, Survivors actually is pretty cool. I'm going to keep an eye on that. Robert Beber, we got to jump into a different subject here. We got three more things to go. Hang tight. Okay, hold on just a second. We're going to be talking about this the guy actually was, you know, chased. He's a drug bust, and he was chased. And this has happened in Fort Wayne, Indiana. An official says a guy, a suspected drug dealer, who led police on a 90 miles per hour chase in Indiana, was arrested after he stopped suddenly, guess what, at a Taco Bell parking lot. Fort Wayne Police Sergeant Mark Walter says a 36-year-old Jermaine Askia Cooper told officer he knew he was going to jail for a while and he wanted to get some last burrito. Let me go to you real quick, 7639. I mean, let's say you're going to jail. You know you're going to jail. And would you stop at Taco Bell or any fast food in there?
I don't know what I would do in that position. But what I think about that guy is that he was perhaps not thinking straight, you know. And, yeah, that doesn't even make sense why you would be like, hey, I got to get a taco.
Right. What do you think? What about you, Robert Bever? I mean, you're a survivor, man. Let's say, hypothetically, you get pulled over, you know, you're doing all cocaine and all that stuff, and, you know, suddenly you're on a run.
Right now?
Yeah.
Right now. I think I'm going to stop at Mickey D's for a second.
So would you stop at Mickey D's? I mean, McDonald's, oh. Burger King, anything like that? You would not?
He probably He probably knew it was over. He probably knew he wasn't going to get away, and then he's like, what the hell, you know, that, you know, he's like, what, you know, I'm going to stop at McDonald's, Taco Bell, because he knew he was going to go away for a couple of years, so.
So do you think that is motive? No, I mean, I think he was trying to get away and ended up in a Taco Bell parking lot and you know, and used that excuse. That's what I think.
Well, he possibly could.
But anyway, it's weird and, you know, and it's bizarre. Anyway, next time you go outside, you might want to look up. And watch out for that 500-pound moose falling out of the sky. This happened in Clinton, Maine. Police said a 500-pound moose fell 18 feet to its death. It apparently leaped a garden rail on Interstate 95 overpass and landed on a Hickley Road. The officials learned of the incident when a motorist called the town office over at 8 a.m. Tuesday and told assistant town clerk Shirley Bailey that a, quote-unquote, moose just fell out of the sky. That is sweet. You, Robert, how much meat do you think in a 500-pound moose?
500 pounds, possibly, maybe?
What weighs more?
A ton of bricks or a ton of sand?
I don't know. That's a hard question. that's a brain tease. So, next time you go outside. Are you outside right now?
Yeah.
Let's say hypothetically found a 500-pound moose, you know, fall on top of you. What's your chance of surviving, Survivor Man?
Not much.
Survive that, Survivor Man.
a moose fell out of the sky. So what happened? Where does the moose come from?
No, out of like an interstate. I mean, there was a bridge.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
along the I-95, and it leaped over, and I think there was a road, or Hickley Road, in the bottom, and it just landed right in there, and, you know, I mean, a 500-pound would land on the pavement, that would be fun to watch, but you know, the guy said he called 911, and he said, well, a moose just fell out of the sky.
If you've ever seen Con Air, it's like that. The body fell out of the plane.
Out of the plane,
movie,
yeah.
Con Air.
I've seen that twice, man. Who was a black dude that fell out of there? Oh, did he fall out of there?
What was it? I can't think of his name. I know what you're talking about, but I can't think of his name.
Yeah, I can't think of his name either. Anyway, let's, you know, talk about some important. University of North Dakota is actually dropping the name Fighting Sioux and a logo, okay? North Dakota Board of Higher Education agreed to drop the University of North Dakota's Fighting Sioux nickname and Indian Head logo, a move intended to resolve the decades-long campus dispute about whether the name demeans American Indians. Is it really? Name and logo, which is a profile of an American Indian man with feathers and streaks of paint on his face, could still be saved in North Dakota's Standing Rock and Spirit Lake Sioux tribes. Well, they actually agreed on October 1st to give the university permission to use them for at least 30 days. However, tribal officials said its possibility is remote unless the name and logo receive tribal endorsement. They will be retired for good on August 1st, 2010. So what do you think about this, Robert Bever? I mean, what's stopping the, what do you call that, Chicago Blackhawks. You know, that has Indian fades in it.
You don't even have to go that far. Actually, you could just look in your backyard. The Wisconsin Dells High School, Wisconsin Dells Chiefs.
Oh, wow. You got me there.
Wisconsin Dells Chiefs, they are supposed to be taking that down now, too. My sister, I know some works there, and they are trying to take that down, the Chiefs, and, you know, because that was the Indians, and they wanted that also down, too.
Yeah, what do you think about that, 7639, Don? What do you think? Would they think, you know, is it meeting American-Indian?
I don't know. I don't think that they should. I mean, so you're saying that they can't have the name?
Really close.
Huh?
Nothing, go ahead.
So you're saying that they said that they can't have the name because it's related to Native Americans? Is that what you're saying?
Well, yes. It means American Indians. That's like I said. You know, I mean, Robert Barber's saying, you don't have to go that far. Actually, the Wisconsin Dells chief, actually, they're, you know, thinking about dropping that also. I mean, what do you
really
think?
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's probably not really a big deal to have to change it. I mean, just leave it.
Yeah. So what do you think those create, you know, like maybe nationwide, what are they going to call Wisconsin Dells, though? Because Wisconsin Dells Chiefs been there for years.
Right.
I mean,
what's
the alternative? What's the alternative?
I think they need to just lighten up. I don't think they've had it. Yeah, you're right. They had it for, you know, how many years, and now all of a sudden it's an issue. I think they just, you know, lighten up. Just like in schools, you can't say God or, you know, Jesus or something like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's insane. And then also about the Christmas, you know, you can't say Merry Christmas. You have to say Happy Holidays.
Yeah,
exactly. I always say Merry Christmas, and you know, and if some people have a problem with that, you know, it's, you know, you know, get, you know, it's, you know, get over it. Yeah, I think it's something very petty. I think there's more serious problems in the world that we could deal with than, you know, having, you know, the school logo. So
exactly. I think like I said, the alternative, you know, I mean, I got a couple things out there. For like maybe you know, the Cleveland Indians, maybe you can call them, like, I don't know, Cleveland
Cowboys.
Cowboys there. Yeah, what about the Cowboys? And also, you know, if it's like maybe Wisconsin Dells, I don't know, Wisconsin Dells, Czechoslovakians.
What do you think? Do you think actually it's actually bigger, big deal to, you know?
It's not a big deal. However, they have that, you know, they think they have, you know, it's about pride. It's about ego. You know, they have this ego, and it says, you know, we have the power to change things, you know? And, again, they, you know, they are given into this, you know, nonsense. I think it's not, you know, it's no way demeaning American Indians, you know. It's not saying that, you know, like, let's, you know, like, again, like, it's not demeaning American Indians, but it might mean that
it
happened in the past, you know what I mean?
Actually, it might be demeaning because, you know, the Wisconsin Dells football team, they're not that good, so it could be demeaning.
Yeah, that is true. Hey, Robin Bever, thanks for stopping by. We're actually going for a landing. Thank you for calling in. Catch me up on actually Monday. I will be interviewing Into Arcadia. It is Milwaukee's best, or Milwaukee's, you know, it's from Milwaukee, the band Into Arcadia. I was going to play them tonight, but actually I couldn't. So, you know, I do apologize again. You know, I thank Robert Bever and also the callers who called in today. So, Robert, hey, come back, all right? We'll do this again.
All right,
and
I will.
We'll talk about Big Bang and your atheist, you know, agenda. Thanks. We'll talk about that. I want to talk about that, you know, your imaginary girlfriend in your closet. yeah.
I'll bring it over to your place.
So we'll do that. Hey, Don 7639, you have last thought. Yep, you're not. We can't hear you. Can't hear you. So, speak. Yeah.
Okay.
There
you
go.
The Chiefs.
Go ahead.
Didn't the Chiefs win the championship last year? And also, visit shoppingsuperhighway.com for all your shopping needs, except for the only thing we can't provide at this point in time is real estate. So.
Oh, bummer. Okay.
You name it, we got toilet paper, etc.
All right, we'll talk to you later Monday. Again, check over here, blacktalkradio.com/the Fernando from Poniente Show. I'll catch you on the flip side.